JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 66, Pogroms and Anti-Semitism.
The 1880s marked a period of revolution in Russia. In 1881, the Tsar was assassinated by anarchists and leftists who threw a bomb into his carriage. There was constant unrest. The Tsar continued in his autocratic ways. The new Tsar was no better than the old Tsar. And part of the problem was that they were terribly anti-Semitic people. And under the influence of the Russian Orthodox Church, which was officially anti-Semitic, terrible things happened to the Jews. Decrees, all sorts of taxes. The Jews were limited to the Pale of Settlement. They couldn't move. They couldn't have professions. They couldn't attend universities. And this led to organized pogroms. An organized pogrom, I want you to understand what it is. Imagine in your community if the police announced that for 3 days they're on vacation. They're not going to be around. You can do whatever you want. Well, I think in every major community in the world, and even in the smallest communities, there would be mayhem. And the mayhem was almost always directed against the Jews. Jews were killed, Jews were maimed, Jews were raped, the houses were burglarized and burned down. Because of that, you had this tremendous feeling of depression amongst the Jews of Eastern Europe because they didn't see any way out of what they were doing. How are they going to escape? And therefore, this anti-Semitism spread throughout Europe. It was not limited to Eastern Europe. It had in Western Europe, the Jews are also hated, even though they had, so to speak, civil rights already in many of the Western European countries. This would lead to the Grand Dreyfus Affair, when the French army, really a captain in the French army, a member of the general staff, Alfred Dreyfus, in 1870, there was a war between Prussia and France. France was badly defeated. The only reason that they could give for being defeated was that there was a mole, a spy in the general staff that gave away their plans. That was true. But the spy was not Dreyfus. The spy was Colonel Henri and Major Esterhazy. But they conspired to frame Dreyfus with forged documents. And it was easy to find Dreyfus guilty because he was the only Jew on the general staff. And we all know that the Jews are not reliable, right? The Jews are not loyal. That's what they said. Dreyfus was tried, convicted, sentenced to life imprisonment on Devil's Island. Most people didn't survive more than 6 months on Devil's Island in the Caribbean. And that looked like the end of the affair. But we will see that it's only the beginning of the story and is a perfect introduction to the terrible events of the 20th century as well. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.